Well, the defending Class 1A state champions just had too much defensive pressure yesterday as Newell Fonda defeated Exira EHK 53-42 in first-round play at the girls' state basketball tournament 1A yesterday. Game heard here yesterday on KJAN. Seventh-ranked Mustangs move into a semifinal game to play number 3 Springville, the team Newell Fonda beat last year on a last-second shot in the championship game. Aaron Gerke led Newell Fonda with 15 points. Freshman Olivia Larson came off the bench to get 10 points and 6 rebounds. Newell Fonda came up with 23 steals and 22 offensive rebounds, leading 37-7 in points off of turnovers and a 14-6 margin in second chance points. Keely Nelson led at second-ranked Exira EHK with 17 points. She was 6 of 7 from the floor. Mara Burmeister added 9 points for the Spartans, while Maggie Rasmussen and Sophia Peppers each had 8. Exira EHK shot 45.5% from the floor. That's not bad. Problem was they had 37 fewer shot attempts than the Mustangs in that ball game. Newell Fonda was down 34-33 heading into the fourth quarter in that back-and-forth game, but they took control with a 9-0 run to open up the quarter. Exira EHK was able to cut it back down to 4 at 42-38, but the Mustangs went on a 7-1 run to help secure that victory. As they improved to 19-6 and move into the semifinals, Exira EHK, their season comes to a close at 23-1 on the season. Elsewhere in girls' first-round play in 1A action yesterday, it was Turkey Valley over Mount Air 55-51. Burlington Notre Dame beat Key 56-44. Springville advanced 60-53 over Kingsley Pearson. There were 3 first-round games yesterday in Class 2A girls' basketball. Western Christian beat Central Decatur 61-50. Pekin over Okoboji 48-44. Unity Christian topping West Branch 52-33. There are 7 more games dotting the schedule today at the girls' state tourney. In Class 2A first-round play today, Iowa City Regina will play Northwest Webster in the opening game today at 10 o'clock this morning. Then they'll move into the 3A quarterfinals with Pocahontas Area facing Mount Vernon, Cherokee playing Osage, Center Point Urbana facing Mid Prairie, and Nevada facing Sioux Center. Then tonight in the late games, Class 4A first-round action, Western Dubuque will play Mason City, and Ballard will battle Keokuk in first-round action today in Des Moines. Well, over on the boys' side, Class 3A boys sub-state finals last night saw the Glenwood Rams nearly complete another comeback, but not this time. The Perry Blue Jays move on to the state tournament for the first time since 1988 in a 73-71 overtime win at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. In fact, Glenwood looked like they were on their way out of the tournament before that extra session, as Perry had an 8-point lead, 61-53, with just 4 minutes left in regulation. But they were able to rally with a 10-0 run that suddenly put them up. Perry's Kyle Nevitt, though, answered with a game-tying drive to even the game at 63-all. With 40 seconds left, Glenwood had the ball and worked the clock down to 5 seconds, and Nate Moore tossed up a floater that popped out, and that sent the ball game into overtime. In that overtime run, it was Perry struggling to adjust without their star, Shamond Ivory. He had 25 points on the night, but he fouled out in a 3-point game with 3:11 left to go. Both teams traded scores early in the overtime, and Perry was able to get the first basket of overtime before it was back and forth. The biggest shot came from 6'6" senior Ryan Rachi, who sunk his 3rd 3-pointer and gave Perry a 3-point advantage, as Perry missed some free throws down the stretch, giving Glenwood some opportunities, but they weren't able to come back as Perry held on for that victory. Glenwood finishes 19-5 on the season as Perry moves on now to the state tournament with that 73-71 overtime win over Glenwood last night. Also last night in 3A boys sub-state finals, MOC Floyd Valley beat Carroll 81-29, Spirit Lake over Webster City 60-50, Dubuque Wallert over Waverly Shellrock 50-45, Solon over Mount Vernon 49-42, Cedar Rapids Xavier beat Mount Pleasant 63-47, Sheraton Downing Newton 55-53, Pella beat Ballard 81-56. The tournament pairings, Class 3A now are set as Sheraton is the top seed. They'll face Solon in a first-round game. MLC Floyd Valley, the 4 seed, will play Dubuque Wallert, the 2-time defending champs. Pella will be the 2nd seed. They'll play Perry, while Spirit Lake, the 3rd seed, will face off against Cedar Rapids Xavier. Well, it wasn't pretty, but it was a win as Iowa State celebrated senior night with a 58-50 victory over Oklahoma State last night. Abdul Nader led the Cyclones with 19 points, and George Niang posted a double-double in his final game in Hilton Coliseum as he had 17 points and 10 rebounds.
To be honest, I was just petrified of this game. I didn't want it to end. I didn't want to play in it. But, you know, once I got out there and got moving, it felt like any other ordinary game. But just the support tonight is just unreal, and it just speaks volumes to who these people are around here and what we mean to them. And hopefully I showed them what they mean to me, because this place gave me every opportunity I could ever dream of as a kid, and I don't know how I'll ever repay this place.
Cyclones survived a chilly shooting night in which they connected on only 43% from the field, including 5 of 19 from three-point range.
They weren't going to try to score in the first, you know, into the last 10 seconds of shot clock. So possessions were going to be limited tonight. And because of that, we had to be good defensively and then efficient on offense. And we pressed a little bit on times offensively in the first half. We turned it over too much. Shot selection wasn't great. Fortunately, we had one really good span of basketball in the second half that kind of, you know, put the game away.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm. The Cyclones are 10-7 in the Big 12 and 21-9 overall. They'll close out the regular season this weekend with a visit to top-ranked Kansas. Well, the Kansas Jayhawks had two reasons to celebrate Monday. The Jayhawks reclaimed the number one spot in the AP men's basketball rankings for the second time this season, and they capped the day by clinching the outright Big 12 championship. Kansas hit 11 three-pointers and led by 24 at halftime as they completed an 86-56 rout of number 23 Texas. Perry Ellis had 20 points for the Jayhawks, who have won at least a share of the conference title for 12 straight seasons. Also in the top 25, Bryce Johnson had 14 points and 10 rebounds as 8th-ranked North Carolina picked up a 75-70 win over Syracuse. Kansas is back atop the AP top 25 poll after back-to-back victories last week, and Villanova's lost to Xavier. The Jayhawks got 63 of 65 first-place votes, with 2nd-ranked Michigan State getting the remaining two. The 25-4 Jayhawks were on top of the poll for 2 weeks in January. Villanova fell from the top spot to number 3, followed by Virginia and then Xavier. This week's second five includes Oklahoma, Miami, North Carolina, Oregon, and West Virginia. Both Iowa and Iowa State drop a bit in this week's poll. Iowa falls from 8th to 16th, while Iowa State is at number 21 this week. And in football news, the Big Ten has forwarded Iowa's petition for a fifth year of eligibility for defensive end Drew Ott to the NCAA. Iowa didn't say if the NCAA has given the school a timetable on when they might rule on Ott's situation. Ott played in 6 games last season before tearing knee ligaments, ending his season. Ott, who was a fourth-year senior in 2015, filed a medical hardship waiver request after the season. Ott participated in last week's NFL scouting combine in case the NCAA denies his appeal. But if he's allowed to return for 2016, it'll be a big boost for a defense that could be among the best in the Big Ten. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.